This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The death toll from Tuesday's earthquake in Albania has continued to rise. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has details.
The Albanian Defense Ministry says the death toll from Tuesday's earthquake keeps rising and some 650 people are declared injured. Rescuers are still digging for rubble in search of survivors. The quake, with a magnitude of 6.4, brought down several apartment blocks in the city of Durres and a town close to the epicenter. There, residents slept in tents and cars and at a soccer stadium as powerful aftershocks from the earthquake continued. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The New York-based Human Rights Watch says it has damning evidence showing the Turkish-backed Syrian National Army is engaged in summary executions, pillaging, seizing properties, and preventing the return of people to their homes. Human Rights Watch cites evidence that said that the SNA executed prisoners, seized the homes of local Kurds, and engaged in indiscriminate shelling of civilians. It also says social media postings of video put up by the militia appear to show the execution of female prisoners. Last month, Turkish forces and the SNA launched an offensive in northeastern Syria against Syrian Democratic Forces, which are made up of mainly the Kurdish militia, the YPG. Ankara considers the YPG terrorists, but the militia group was a crucial ally of the United States against the Islamic State. Turkey has vehemently denied any intention that it is seeking demographic changes in Syria. However, the latest findings by Human Rights Watch can only add to questions over Ankara's plans for a safe zone and the mass return of Syrians. This is VOA News.